Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, beginning a brand new siman, siman Tuf Dalid, which deals with the halachos of Im Yesh Tchumim L'malam Yasar Tfochim. Does the din of Tchum apply when you're more than 10 Tfochim above the ground? Then we'll have a discussion. Does it mean the feet of the person aren't within 10 Tfochim? Does the body of the person, is he standing on something? These are all in Yonim that we'll discuss. The Mechaber begins and he says, "Hamahalich chutz l'tchum l'malam yasar tfachim." If somebody travels beyond the tchum, but he's doing this, traveling more than 10 tfachim in the air, Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Nalak tells us, "The chol l'malam yasara ain makom hiloch," because normally people don't walk more than 10 tfachim of the ground, and therefore any type of travel that's more than 10 tfachim of the ground is not considered halachically travel. The ikam makom hiloch ala aritzi, because normally people travel on the ground. Or al kaponim b'soch hasara, if they're somewhat elevated, they're still within 10 tefachim of the ground. The choshev nami kihiluch al aretz, and that's considered if you're walking on a little mound or a little platform, that's also considered like you're walking on the ground, and therefore anything within 10 tefachim is considered on the ground. And istabchu chazal im shaych was the isut chum. And the question that the Mishneh Berurah says the Mechaber is going to address now is what was the opinion of Chazal in terms of if you're traveling more than 10 tefachim above the ground, does that take you out of the din of tchum, or there still is a din of tchum? You're only interested in the horizontal distance. Anything that you go vertically isn't considered. How do you go walking more than 10 tefachim of the ground? So the Mechaber tells us, kagon, for example, shekofatz al gabi amudim shegvoim asora, the ein b'chol echad mehem arba tefachim al arba tefachim. He says, if you're walking, for example, on some sort of pole that is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, some sort of amudim over here, you're going from one to the other, and none of them are 4x4 tefachim, so none of them constitute ground, so to say. And therefore, this is considered as if you're walking in the air. You're more than 10 tefachim above the ground. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Beis says, v'huadin b'hiluch ba'avir ayidei shem. The Mishneh Berurah points out that this also applies if somebody were to say the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and float in air. For us, we would say you go on a helicopter or something like that. Is there a din of tchumim in such a situation? U'chidlekameh, as we're going to discuss shortly. Sifkot and Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah says, the ein b'chol echad mihem arba tfachim al bar tfachim, it means none of them are significant. Harehu ki'ilu holech bavir. In such a situation, even though you're walking on something, you're halachically considered as if you're walking in air. If the platforms over here that you're walking on are 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, the nicho tashmishil hichluch, it's easy for a person to walk in this situation. So then, choshev kimahalech halaretz, the fact that you're walking above the ground, that's irrelevant. This is the new ground for you. So this ground over here is considered ground, even though it's 100 feet in the air. Upshita, the iser tchum menorek shamin. In that situation, it's obvious to everybody that if you're walking on an elevated area, you're walking on the boardwalk above a beach, so then that boardwalk is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, but it's considered halachically as if you're walking on the ground. And he adds, "Afilim hayorak amud echod shalabar tefachim." If only one of the platforms was 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, miktsasu besoch tchumo, miktsasu chutz tchumo, and part of it is within the tchum, part of it is outside the tchum. He brings down from Rashi that you're not allowed to go one step over here onto this beyond your tchum. Sivkot and Dalad, we said it has to be 4x4 tvachim. Ha im haya mitzad echad pachos mi arba tvachim. If one side was less, af im haya ha'aruch harbe, if the other side was, let's say, 8, and one side is 2, so you still have 16 square tvachim over here, that wouldn't be good. Lo nicho tashmishe, that's not an easy way to walk. So even though you have the same square area of 16 square tvachim, it must be 4x4. Because it must be easy to walk on. The gam kein b'chlal sopiku. And in this situation, we'll have the same problem that we have in general when you're walking l'malam yasar tvachim, that it's a sofik. And that's what he says over here. This is included in that sofik. It's not 4x4. If it's 4x4, then there's no sofik. This is walking on the ground. But if it's not 4x4, it's 8x2 or something like that where it's not easy to walk on. So this is included in the sofik. What's sofik? Now the Mechaber tells us that when you're walking in this fashion, more than 10 tefachim above the ground, not on significant ground, you're working on this amudim that are less than 4x4 tefachim, or you said the Shem of Hashem, or you're going with a helicopter. Harez a sofek im yesh tchumim lamala me'asar lo. This is a machlokes in the poskim. Is there or is there not a din of tchum above asar tefachim? And therefore, umashi yebid derabanan yes sveik ulahokil. And since this is a din derabanan, that we're dealing with tchum over here of 2,000 amma, so a sofik with the rabbanon, we're allowed to go lekula. As the Mishneh Berurah says in Sivkot and Hay, kegon chutz l'tchum d'alpayim amma ad yud beis mil. But this is going when you're traveling more than 2,000 ammas, but not more than 12 mil. If you're traveling 12 mil, until that point, everybody agrees it's a derabbanan. Shula kuli amal derabbanan. Once you get to 12 mil, there are opinions that say that that's the rice, as we've already discussed previously. The issue, footnote number one, discusses this idea of kvitzas shame, using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name to travel, but we'll get to that in the Ramah in a second, so we'll skip the issue footnote number one now and go to the issue footnote number two, where he brings down that it's not called walking if you're more than 10 tefachim above the ground. That's not considered normal walking. And he says, we find the same din in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Hei in regards to Rosh HaSarabim. She'eno tofesis l'mal ha'mayut. We said, if you're carrying something more than 10 tefachim above the Rosh HaSarabim, you're in a Makom Ptur. You're not considered in the Rosh HaSarabim. And the Shaar HaTzion wrote over there, Shulafikoch ein isul alechas bi avi Rosh HaSarabim. So you could walk on some sort of a bridge that goes over the Rosh HaSarabim in that situation, if you're more than 10 tefachim above the ground, because that's not considered carrying in the Rosh HaSarabim, because you're walking more than 10 tefachim above the ground, and that's above the Rosh HaSarabim. So the question is, does that apply to Tchum as well? Dishah foot number 3 brings down that it's considered walking if you're within 10 tefachim of the ground, on the ground. So when you want to do Kiddush Levana, when Yontif is on a Sunday, so you normally do Kiddush Levana Motzi Shabbos, so the Ramah brings down, in the name of the Mariel, Ein L'Kaddish L'Levana B'Yontif. We don't Mekaddish L'Levana on Yontif. Why? Because of the din of Tchum on Yontif as well, so there's Tchum in Lamala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, has to come from the above Tchum to greet us, and Ein L'Hakbil P'nei Ashchina B'Yontif Chutz L'Tchum. So he brings down this very interesting idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, so to say, Kaviyachl, is restricted by the Tchum, and he can't travel to us because there is a Tchum on Saturday night, which is Yontif, so therefore we don't do Kiddush Levana on a Saturday night, which is Yontif. However, he brings down from the Rashba a different opinion, Ayin Shom, the rest of this footnote. The issue footnote number 4 says, why is only the Ramah mentioning that he traveled with a shame? Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch specify it specifically? So the Derech Tomim says, because it's not a Dover Shchiach. People don't know the shame of Hashem to say to allow you to transport yourself through the air. Furthermore, he says, "Od ein roy l'shtamish b'shem hakodesh ela b'kedusha v'tara ulzorach mitzvah." Rabbah, nobody would be doing this, even if they did know how to do this, except for doing it for a great mitzvah, as the Taz says. And therefore, ein nimtza b'doros hachronim. We don't use this nowadays, and therefore we don't have the ability to do so. That's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, albeit the Ramah does. The issue footnote number 5 discusses what I alluded to at the beginning of the shir. If the person is, let's say, riding on a horse, so weird review, he's more than 10 tefachim above the ground, but the horse's feet are on the ground. So he brings down, if you're dealing over here with an issur deraisa, let's say you have to travel more than Yud Beis Mil, so it would be better to travel on a horse over here, on some sort of an animal, where you're only traveling at all times more than 10 tefachim above the ground. And therefore, you're not going to be over the issur deraisa over here of Yud Beis Mil. There's only an issur derabanan of riding on the animal. It says it's better to be riding on the animal, which is only issur derabanan, rather than be over the issur deraisa of Yud Beis Mil, that it's a tchum, according to the opinion that that's deraisa. He points out from the Magen Avram over there, however, you should be sure that your feet are more than 10 tefachim above the ground as well. And this is a different opinion than the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef writes, Kivin shenoach lilechas beofen zeh, harei zehu kimi sholech agabi amudim ruchovim dal adal tefachim, sho'osv af lamala miyut tefachim. The Beis Yosef says, no, even if your feet are more than 10 tefachim above the ground, but the horse is on the ground, and that's like walking on a plank that's 4x4, on a post that's more than 4x4 tefachim, which is easy walking, so too, if you're riding on the horse, it doesn't make a difference, that's considered within 10 tefachim of the ground. He further brings down from the Knesset HaGdol in the name of the Radvaz that the heter of Lamala Mayud lo nemar kishiragli hamulichim es ha'odom nimtzeis besoch yud. If the thing that's carrying you, the horse that's carrying you, if its feet are within 10 tefachim on the ground, then it's considered as if you're still on the ground. V'kivish ha'behema hamulich es ha'odom olechaz al aretz yesh b'zeh isu tchumim af im ha'odom gavol lamala mayum tefachim. He says, even if you're physically above 10 tefachim, but the animal you're riding on is less than 10 tefachim above the ground, so then it's as if you're on the ground as well. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, miyu, im hayaholech biderech ze o ayide kvitzas shem. He says, if you're going on this road, which Mishbur explains in Sifkot and Vav, rotsu lomar ayide amudim, if you're walking on these posts over here, or you're saying it via kvitzas shem, mitoch yud beiz mil, chutz li yud beiz mil, if you're going more than 12 mil, so azlin l'chumra, then you have to go l'chumra over here because that's a sofik doraisa now. Laman diomer, according at least to the opinion, diomer tchum and the yud beiz mil have a deraisa, so therefore you can take advantage of this kula. So if it's only a pure din derabanan, you can take advantage of the kula sofik derabanan lahokal. We're not sure is there or is there not tchum above 10 tefachim, but if it's a sofik deraisa, so then you can't. And he brings this down as his own opinion, das atzmo, as well as the tshuva of the Rambam. The issue footnote number 1 points out that in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, it's not considered an isser of melacha if you don't do it in a normal tevadika way. If you do it in a non-tevadika way, it's not considered nisa derabanan. Here is an example. For example, if you're a malachish for nechoshev akrovim, you're doing incantations that make snakes and scorpions do certain things, so and you make them that they're not allowed to move, that's not considered a issa of trapping, of tzeda, at least daraisa, because it's not done in a normal way. So even though that's the halacha in regards to malach on Shabbos, he brings down from the Chasam Sofer, mikomokum legabi tchumim osur hadavar, then it would be forbidden in regards to tchumim. And the Stipler Gaon Zatzal brings down that the difference is because in regards to tchum, it's not a malacha that you're doing, it's you're not allowed to get beyond this point. So it doesn't make a difference how you get beyond this point. As opposed to malacha, it's the malacha that's the critical thing. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'ho'il the ain bayamim uvinaharus isut chumim doraiso ledivri akol lefishenam domim ledigle midbar." He says, in regards to bodies of water, a lake or a river, there is no iser over here of tchum, at least on a doraisa level, according to everybody, because that's not similar to the encampment of Klai Yisrael, the Digle Midbar, which stretched out to be the Yud Beis Mil, and therefore, in this situation, you have a halacha l'maisa ramification, which we'll get to in a moment. I realize we just skipped Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin, which dealt with the Din Doraisa of Yud Beis Mil, so let's quickly go back to that while it's fresh in our minds. Rotz Lomar, La Poskim, the Nokti La Locha, Ki Yerushalmi, those Poskim that hold like the Yerushalmi, the Chutz L'Yud Beis Mil, have a Doraisa that traveling more than Yud Beis Mil is, in fact, a Din Doraisa. And they learn it out from the pasuk. You're not allowed to go beyond your place. Which was kineged machne Yisrael. So that is a din daraisa that you can't travel more than the tchum of 12 mil. So according to that opinion, that's where the suffix daraisa comes into play. That which the mechaber said is talking about a derabanan. So it's mashma only if it's less than yud beis mil. But he would agree with the Ramah it was more than yud beis mil. Afilu bilamalami asara, that you have to be sofik daraisa, shu sofik daraisa, and be concerned about it. In any event, he brings down that the Vilna Gaon, Biyar Agro, note daito la poskim dololum hudurabonim. He says, no, we're not even choshish for the Yerushalmi that says 12 mil is a din daraisa, but he says even Yud Beis Mil is still considered a din darabonim, and therefore this machaber over here would be always it's a sofik lahokel, not like the Ramah who suggests that at least if it's more than Yud Beis Mil, it's a sofik daraisa. In any event, now we get to the Mishnah Berurah that deals with the lakes and the rivers, that there everybody's in agreement that there is no Issa d'Araisa Tchum over here. Why is that? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, Rosh Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Afilu Chutz L'Yud Beis Mil, even if the lake or the river is more than Yud Beis Mil, and you're traveling it, Ein on d'Araisa. That wouldn't be concerning in Issa d'Araisa. L'fi She'ein Domin V'chule, because this, as we learned a moment ago, Lefish Einam Domin Digle Midbar. That's not the way they traveled in the encampment in the desert. The Laman Yomer Daraisa, the opinion that says Yud Beis Mil Daraisa, that's because the encampment in the desert, Mi Midbar Yafinon, he learned it out, Kanal, as we already explained. Vali Chosom, the Midbar Hayobayabashavalobamayim, and therefore that traveling always was on the ground and not in the water. And therefore, everybody agrees with Lechain Makilinon Behu Lamala Miyasara if you're traveling over a river or a lake. Therefore, the nafkamina is the mechaber says, Misha bo besfino b'shabbos, if somebody's traveling on a boat on Shabbos, the Yigia Lenobel, and he reaches the port, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tes, Ein rotzu lomar shenichnas besfino b'shabbos. I'm not talking about that he enters into the boat Shabbos morning. He gets onto the boat on Shabbos morning. That's not what it means. Because the ihachi, if that were the case, halo hayo b'vein ha-shmoshos b'yabosha, because then he was on dry ground during the b'vein ha-shmoshos period of time, v'kona sham shvisa. And he would have acquired his focal point and his 2,000 amas to go in every direction. The also lay raid may have sphina, and he wouldn't be allowed to go from the boat to a port that they went to if he started off on the ground on Shabbos, so then he wouldn't be able to disembark at all. El Rosh Lomar, the case that the Mechaber is talking about is Shabbaim Hasvino b'Shabbos. He was traveling on a boat, and the boat landed in the port on Shabbos. He was on the boat during Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, and now on Shabbos, Shabbos morning, v'higia l'molam. The normal. It arrives at the port on Shabbos morning. So what's that locha? So the Mechaber says, Misha bo besin b'Shabbos v'yigil l'mol. If somebody is traveling on a boat and it arrived on Shabbos morning to the port, so im misha nichnas ha-Shabbos, from the time that they entered Shabbos, ad sh'yigil l'mol until they got to the port, la'olam ha'iso l'mala mi'asari me'kar kayam o'anor, for that entire period of time, they were above the karka of the yam or the nar. In other words, they were always in water that was at least 10 tvachim deep, and the boat wasn't sunk down below 10 tvachim to the ground, so then that person is yored, he's allowed to get off the boat, ve'ein no nimna, and we don't prevent him from walking, v'yeshlo alpayim ama mimokum shepogabo lemata me'asora. And as soon as he hits the ground, within 10 tefachim of the ground, that's where his focal point starts, and he has 2,000 amas in every direction from that very point. The Mishnah explains the Sifkan Yud, la'olam, dimhoiso afilu pam achas lemata me'asora. If at any point in time they were below 10 tefachim, af besocha Shabbos, even though it was only occurring first time on Shabbos, not before Shabbos, kana shom shvisa. At that moment, he acquires his place at that very time, and therefore, he now isn't allowed to go beyond that 2,000 amos in any direction. And if the water had already sunk to such a low level that he's within 10 tefachim of the ground, and this is more than 2,000 amos from the port, so he's not allowed to travel anymore because he's used up his 2,000 amos. He's outside his tchum. Shuv eino rashoy leired me'asvino lahanomol. He wouldn't be allowed to disembark from the boat. The boat is considered like dalet amos, so he can walk around on the boat, but he can't move one inch off the boat and go to the port because the ein lo ela arba amos. He only has his dalet amos, which is the hainu mokom yishivoso basvino. That's the boat itself. Shechashiva kulo ki arba amos. So he can't get off the boat in that situation. In the next case, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ukishemachli b'Shabbos b'Sfina ha'omedes l'mala me'asar tvochim. If he's on this boat that is more than l'mala me'asar tvochim above the ground, so in other words, he's not been kone shvisa yet, and he's planning on going, departing on this boat, kishemachli, he's going with this boat on Shabbos, and it's more than 10 tvochim above the ground, and his intention is to go to another port on Shabbos. Amanas leirid mimena b'Shabbos zeh b'mokom acher. He's going to disembark on another port that's further than 2,000 amos away. For example, the other side of the river. Me'ever asheni, shuchutz la'payim amos. It's more than 2,000 to the other side of the river, to the other side of the lake. So then in this situation, the person has no tchum Shabbos right now. Tzorech lizor, he has to be very careful. Shemiyad shekona shom shvisa basvina b'vein hashmashos. Kishio medes l'malam yasar tvachim. So since his shvisa is on that boat, because at the time of entering to Ben Hashmashos, he was on the boat, and therefore he's more than 10 tefachim of the ground. He's not Kone Shvisa, except he's Dalet Amos on the boat, and then whenever the boat gets to below 10 tefachim, he'll now be Kone Einu Shvisa, so to say, and they'll have 2,000 Amos from there. So this person has to be very careful. In port A, which he's at right now, Lo Yotzei La'Yabasha, he cannot get off that boat, because if he does, Dim Yotzei La'Yabasha Sho Achas, even for one moment, if he goes off the boat, Kana Shom Shvisa. Now that's his focal place. And then it would be forbidden. Vashuvye Oslo Leirid Mimeno Lanomal. He wouldn't be allowed to get back on the boat and go to another port that is more Shuchut Lapai Mimokum Shisoso Alorits. There's more than his 2,000 amas from where he is right now when he got within 10 tefachim of the ground. And this was something that we've already learned. Kamosha Kosa Besimin Reish Memches Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yud Aleph. Vimasvino Rochok Minanomal. If the boat is docked, but it's not literally directly adjacent to the port, Yore derech kevish. He's allowed to take a plank, a gangway, and go from the boat to the port. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, V'lavor derech ma'avoris hashot al pnei amayim, to go on a raft that floats on the water, shekorim pram. So can you use such a raft? So im hikshura besvino benomol, if it's attached to the boat and to the port, l'kuliyam mutulerit, then you're definitely allowed to go on that. However, v'meinuk shura, but if it's not tied, it's just floating, so then, samach locus, yesh matirin. This is the Morgan Avram, and Shar Achronim is brought down the Sharetzion Ozayin. V'yesh Osim, and some say no, because this looks like swimming, which you're not allowed to do. Kivin Shalosh Shavas Olav Mibod Yom, because you weren't already on that at the start of Shabbos. If you were, then it's your place. But if not, then you might not be allowed to go on it according to the Osrim. However, he brings down Ochem Shulchan Oros Hagraz. He brings down from the Shulchan Oros Hagraz. He's Mashma. But if you haven't gotten off the boat from the time it was Bein HaShmashos, then you'd be allowed to go on this as well. In the Shaar Tzion, Os Ches, he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz that you would even be allowed to go over here, Misvino L'Svina, in this fashion, and certainly in from the boat to the ground. Sivkon Yud Beis, Mishbur says, Mimokum Shepoga, the first place that you go under 10 tefachim, that's your mokum shvisa, rosh shalomar, in paga b'mokum shulamata me'asara, rochuk min anomal. If you're further away from the port and the water went to less than a depth of 10 tefachim, so modin lo halpayim amma misham, then you count your focal point from that place even though it's not in the port. So for example, if you're 50 amma offshore, when the depth of the water goes to below 10 tefachim, so then in that situation, you take the 50 amma, starting your focal point there, so you get to the port, so you're at 1950 left to go. You only have 1950 amma to go from that point, and not the full 2,000 amma. We are obviously still have to do the Ramah on this simon tomorrow, but we'll conclude today's share here.